Right now, our first guest, a young comedian who, if he keeps up this pace and works hard, I think he's going to be very famous someday. You may have heard of him. His name is Jay Leno.
Hey, how are you, Steve?
I'm fine, thank you. Thanks so much for doing this. I'm a huge fan.
Say hi to Greg for me. Give him my best.
I will. He's hilarious, too.
Is he working up there this weekend, too?
Yeah, he's at Cobb's Friday and Saturday night.
Oh, boy, that's a great room. I love
Isn't
Cobb's.
It? Yeah.
I haven't done it in years, but, boy, it was always the comedy room in San Francisco.
So I've been watching Jay Leno's Garage since the beginning, and it really is a cool show, in fact.
Oh, well, thanks. Yeah, we have fun, you know.
It's on CNBC. And how many episodes are you doing per season? I can't remember.
We did 16 this season.
Wow.
Yeah, it goes good. It's an hour show, and it's pretty much anything that rolls, explodes, and makes noise. You know, no stupid celebrities. No, we don't care about your cocaine bus. We don't care about your movie. What are you driving?
Exactly. Well, I don't know where to begin, but I will start with one thing. Back in the day when you were on Letterman's NBC show, with those segments where you would sit down with them and the two of you would go at it, it was still to this day, to me, some of the funniest comedy ever on television.
Well, you know, that was great fun to do because that was the first show where I wasn't talking to an adult, you know. Like, and by that I mean, you know, I was in my 20s and Johnny Carson was an icon.
Right.
And, you know, when you grow up in New England, it's like, thank you, Mr. Carson. Just call me Johnny. I can't call you Johnny. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, with Dave, I could finally walk out and go, hey, Dave, nice tie.
Yeah.
You know, and just trash him, which is something you couldn't do with Johnny, you know. So that's what made it really fun. Plus, Dave and I had a similar sensibility, you know. I started out in the era of Mike Douglas and Merv Griffin, and that was just sort of a different vibe, you know?
Exactly. Yeah, and it's like Carlin back in the day before he grew his hair and his beard and, you know.
Oh, I remember when Carlin was the hippy-dippy weatherman.
Yeah, you know? Al Sleet.
Yeah. But you know something? That was really funny, too.
Yep.
I mean, that was the one thing they all had in common. The bits were really funny. I mean, Carlin was really an original.
And, of course, besides hosting Jay Leno's Garage on CNBC, Jay will be live this Saturday at the Uptown Theater over in Napa. What a show that's going to be. I can't wait. Man, I saw
you. We got two shows, so it's fun.
Oh, two shows on Saturday. Yeah, okay.
Right.
By the way, I saw you, I think it was at the, I don't know, the Warfield or something in the 80s, probably mid-80s, and
right.
you can, that's when you were coming out on the motorcycle onto stage, and it was one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life, and I'm not just kissing your ass here, man.
That's fine. You can do that, too. That's very kind. Thanks.
And you're still doing stand-up quite often. Are you out almost every weekend, or how's that working?
I do about 210 dates a year.
Wow.
But, you know something? I was always a stand-up. I was lucky enough to get a TV show. But like most TV shows, you know it's not going to last. I mean, it'll last for a while. I mean, I was thrilled that it lasts 22 years. That was great. But then when that's over, you go back on the road again. Actually, I was on the road the whole time.
Right.
That's kind of how you find out if stuff is funny, you know. If you just stick to TV, there are applause signs and you know, they pay audiences to come in. So you're never quite sure what's going on.
Yeah. So, all those years, you had a great run on The Tonight Show. And an interesting run because you had it, then you did something else, and then you came back, which I don't want to get into
All right, whatever you want.
Well, I mean, the Conan thing was strange, and I remember thinking, this doesn't make much sense to me, and then when Conan took over, I thought, well, we need Jay. And I'm a fan of Conan.
Yeah, I was. You know, I promoted him every single night. I mean, what pretty much happened was, I didn't have an agent or a manager, and they just said Conan's lawyers made a deal for him to get the show. I said, when's that happen? Well, as soon as you leave. Well, I always made sure my contracts are pretty ironclad, so I had 5 years left on it. And so I did the 5 years, and I said, okay, you know, I'm not going to fight about it. If they don't want you, they don't want you. But in that interim period, Craig Ferguson had come on, and he went opposite Conan, and suddenly he was doing quite well. I think NBC got nervous and went, wait a minute, we made this deal, and now this guy's getting beat by the guy in the other network. You know, so when I was stepping down, they said, we don't want you to go. And I said, well, guys, you should have thought of that. They said, would you do something at 10 o'clock? And I said, I don't think that'll work. And they said, we'll guarantee your staff pay for 2 years if you do it.
Yeah.
And most of my staff were people that I hired. Most of them had never worked in television before. It was the first job they had. And I thought, well, okay, let's try it. I mean, everybody gets paid for 2 years. Everybody want to do it? Okay. Well, it didn't work. Okay. I really didn't think it would work, but it didn't work because we got all sorts of stupid ideas. What happened was local affiliates decided they wanted a stronger lead-in, so they wanted the monologue closer to 11 o'clock.
Yeah, right.
Well, that was weird. We usually open with a monologue, but right. Okay, we did it near the end. Well, that didn't work. And then Conan's show wasn't doing that well anyway, regardless of whether we were, you know, the lead-in act or not. So you should rise and fall on your own, you know, performance rather than the lead. I mean, it's nice to have a strong lead-in.
Sure, but
it's not the end-all, be-all. And then so they said, do you want to come back at 11:30 and do a half hour? And I said, why don't you check with Conan? And Conan said he didn't want that. And they said, well, I don't think Conan wanted to make the changes the network wanted and whatnot. And so they asked me to come back, and I said, okay.
That's how I heard it.
And then we were number one when we came back again.
Yeah, exactly. Now, your first appearance on Carson's Tonight Show was like 1977.
Right.
And then you became a guest host. In fact, even in the 80s, I was down there, and I had a friend who works in television, and the first Tonight Show I saw in California, because I saw one in New York with Carson back in the 60s, but it was a night that you were filling in as guest host.
Okay.
And it was very impressive. I remember that, and then I've seen the show two other times, your Tonight Show. What was it like? Well, let me start with the Carson thing. Your first night on the Tonight Show with Johnny Carson.
Your first Tonight Show is kind of like your first girl. You
yeah.
know? It's over very quickly. You're not sure what happened, but you know you want to do it again. You know? So it's a bit like that. I mean, that's probably the best analogy I could make.
Did he invite you to sit on the couch? I think he did.
I'm trying to remember. I think he did. Yeah, I think it did happen on the first. Yeah, yeah. That was always the big thing. And you know what? Johnny was great. He came into the clubs to see me, and he gave me some good advice, you know, because when the first time Johnny saw me, I was probably a better performer than I was a writer. And Johnny said, you know, you get a lot of laughs. You're selling the joke hard. Even a joke that's not that funny, you're getting a good laugh with. But he said, it's better if you had a good joke to go with the good performance. So he suggests, you know, you should do sometime when you write a joke, just go on stage. At some point in your act at one of the clubs, you know, just take out 3x5 cards and read the joke as boringly and as dull as possible. And if it gets a laugh, then you know you got a real joke. Then next time you do it, really perform it. So that way you had a joke that worked on two levels. It worked from a performance standpoint, and it worked from a joke standpoint. And I always use that as my sort of role model, you know?
That's amazing. And I know Carson loved you, and you were a regular substitute host for many years.
Yeah, I became a permanent substitute host, which was really great. It was a lot of fun, you know?
Yeah, and very cool. You got a couple minutes? I wanted to play a clip. This is from The Tonight Show. It's 77. Is this the very first one? It is. Okay, here we go. Jay Leno.
I'm glad that you're all in a good mood tonight, because it's always a pleasure to introduce a new comedian to The Tonight Show. This young man's name is Jay Leno. And this is his first appearance on The Tonight Show. Later this year, he's going to make his film debut in The Silver Bears with Michael Caine, which is not bad. Would you welcome, please, Jay Leno. Jay?
Thank you. I'm originally from the United States. Any United States people here tonight? Oh, what a small world. Isn't that funny, no matter where you're from? You know, I've been out of California for about 4 or 5 months, and I just got back, and I notice now, when you call directory assistance here, you get a recorded message.
If you're unable to find the number in your directory, please stay on the line, an operator will assist.
Called the weather today.
Have you looked outside?
You reading about the weather back east, what's been happening in Buffalo and Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
All right.
man will back me up.
It's the same man who talks to the television at home. Look out, Kojak! Thanks, viewer!
It's the hair, Jay. It's the hair that makes it.
Yeah, the hair and the suit.
Yeah.
That suit I borrowed from the movie I did, because it's the only suit I had. Yeah. Well, that's all right. It's a humble beginning. You know.
Yeah, the very first performance on The Tonight Show in 77. Jay Leno will be two shows Saturday at the Uptown in Napa. It's the drive go-to pick of the week, folks. You got to get to Napa on Saturday, and those of you listening in Napa right now, just want to remind you. It's kind of amazing that you're doing so many gigs every year. I mean, that just seems like a lot, but, you know, you're still young.
I did it for a long time when nobody wanted to see you, when you're opening for somebody else.
Right.
You know, it's like when you open for Tom Jones, it's Tom Jones' fans.
Right.
And they're mad because they think the 30 minutes you're doing, well, Tom could have been singing right now, but you had to come out instead.
Yeah.
You know, so that's what you always had to deal with. So when you reach the point where people finally come to see you, it's great. It's a great feeling. It's a lot of fun. And it's fun to just think up a joke and try it, you know?
Sure. That reminds me of Albert Brooks on one of his albums from the 70s where he was opening for Richie Havens. And
right.
He's walking out on stage and they're all going, Richie, Richie, Richie. Yeah. And he gets to the sound guy and the sound guy goes, your name Richie? No, they're going to kill you.
I know Albert, actually. Yeah,
of course.
Funny comic. One of the great stand-ups.
Yeah, and he was a biggie and got his start on The Tonight Show as well and was always funny on that one.
Well, The Tonight Show, that was,
everybody.
It's hard to relate to people now. There were only three channels. And
right.
Everybody, if you didn't watch Carson, then you watched the Hopalong Cassidy movie on, Channel 11 or something like that.
Right.
You know, so. But everybody, it was like Ed Sullivan. Everybody saw Ed Sullivan. Everybody saw Johnny Carson.
You did Sullivan, didn't you? Or
no, I never did. That was a little bit before my time.
Yeah, okay. Jay Leno will be at the Uptown in Napa. Two shows this Saturday, folks. Get out there and enjoy it. It's an honor to talk to you. I've been a fan since the day.
Hey, thanks for taking the time.
I
appreciate it.
I appreciate you. Jay Leno, thanks, man.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.